Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And today is our Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be going there probably within about 10 minutes here. So let's do an emotional clearing for people here, and this will help you out during the Light Ship healing. Here we go. Think of a situation that you encountered maybe yesterday or so, and we'll release it. So count to 10 to do so. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have any pain in your body, we'll do a pain body clearing right now. And remember, you have to figure out where the pain is. And here we go. And it could be a past pain that you had a long time ago also. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that should help you out. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Kathy, tonight. Are you there, Kathy?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me again, Ron. I want to welcome all the listeners and acknowledge the friendly greetings of the people on the Fast Chat. Today is Saturday, March 10th, 2012, and you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with our host and ambassador to the Creation Lightship, Ron Amatron. Ron, are we taking phone calls today before or after the Lightship visit?
Yeah, maybe after it. Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, great. Before we go, can we talk a little bit about the Lightship healing? I see there's a new person, and he wants to understand more about the Lightship healing process, such as maybe does healing occur on the Lightship? Are there teams of doctors, and do we get to choose them, and who and what are they?
Okay, so when you go to the Lightship, you're there physically. You're being bilocated out of our timeline here many, many times, and then you're brought back here. And so you're there and here and there and here and there and here. And what doesn't go up to the Lightship is darkness. And so the darkness that you would have inside of you that's connected to you on this earth plane here is your emotional body and trauma body and pain body. There's many, many bodies that are energetic that will not go to the Lightship. But these bodies are what gets corrupted. And also hold your densities of thought energies, causing you problems here. So when you go to the Lightship, when you're there, these bodies do not get a healing whatsoever because those you have to do down here. And when you're there, they will work on your problem and fix it. Your spirit is rematerialized on the Lightship, so your body has a complete brand new spirit in it, just like the one that you would have here. Although there it would be completely in totality. Remember, your spirit has to be with you to have a healing. Now, if you only have 20% of you here, then you're only going to have typically a 20% healing. On the Lightship, you're 100% there, so you will have a 100% healing. But when you come back down here again, you're putting on many, many wraps of densities around you, these old musty coats of your past baggage and experiences in judgment. And then that can take that same healing that was perfected on the Lightship out of perfection, and you may feel a little better. It depends, you know, what part of those energetic bodies gave you the problem, and have you corrected it down here so that the healing is going to stay in place and be 100% perfect. So that's your job down here, is to clean up the bodies. On the Lightship, you are fixed instantly. And you also go into quarantine on the Lightship in case you have these energetic critters, life forms with you, alien life forms. And that's kind of how the healings work. You select your doctor teams. It's up to you to decide which ones you want to work with. Remember, your free choice, free will, there's many different life forms there. The ones that I talk about are ones that we normally see here as far as some type of life form, like dolphins and whales, maybe kangaroos, giraffes, water spirits, which you can't see, but you might be able to hear. We have a volcano energy. We have hot tubs. Many, many things are on the Lightship, sort of that like we have here. So they actually bring forth these energies according to our belief systems here. If you're in a different universe of life, you probably would not go to the lightship at ascension time. These are all pre-ascension healings. So if you're in true universe of light, you will not be going to the lightship because you're already in light. You don't need to have any contamination is taken off of you. And if there was another place like this, which hopefully there isn't, but if there would be, then, you know, you would have your own belief systems and what you know about on that particular planet, and those would be materialized for you if there's somebody there to help out those life forms to bring them to the light ship. So you only go there on these calls, you know, once a week. You can never go to the light ship on your own. So the light ship would see you as darkness, and you would be terminated. And that's kind of the way it works. That's why these calls only work live for people. And we also have conference calls, you know, weekly to go to the light ship, too. But that's how the light ship works. It is physical when you go there. You probably could not physically see it outside of itself. But when you go in there, then they materialize rooms. And that area of consciousness does become a reality of physicality. Anything else you might want to know about, Kathy?
Okay, I'm trying to take that in. Let's see. okay, so you said when we ask for a healing on the light ship, do our energetic bodies stay here on Earth, on the Earth plane?
Yes, but, all the energy here, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how, let me see if I'm reading this right, how can the light ship heal us if so much of our physical body is missing due to darkness that you just mentioned?
That's where the problem comes into.
Uh-huh.
It's up to you to heal the invisible darkness energies and get them off of you so that your spirit down here can come into you. So on the light ship, they do materialize you as a spiritual blueprint. Now, if you're missing 90% of it here because the darkness stole it, the light ship's not going to know about what got stolen because they'll materialize you as a blueprint. They take the part of you, just like your DNA will say, down here, and they will actually re-energize your complete blueprint and see what is wrong with you because you're telling them that you have a problem. Remember, they don't look for problems because everything is perfect for you, whatever you chose to create in your reality. So if you have, we'll say, a kidney infection here, and you go to the light ship and you still have that kidney infection, they're not going to detect it, because this is what you choose to experience. So you have to talk to them, mention to them, we'll say, maybe through mental telepathy, that you'd like to have your kidney infection worked on. So instantly, when you say that, then they'll put it back into harmony and back into perfection again. So up there, it's fixed. When you come back down here, what caused your problem, which would be one of your energetic bodies leaking judgment into your kidneys, since that wasn't fixed, the healing may not completely work for you. And then on the other hand, it could work perfectly. So it's hard to say, you know, where you are in your healing process down here. How much have you worked on yourself with light ship healings to get rid of the darkness? And that's the way the healings work. So it's up to you to be able to hold the frequency of the healing. And another way of stating that, it's up to you to have your invisible energetic bodies cleared so that you can not manifest the same problem over again. Remember, the reason why you have something wrong with you is not because, you actually created it yourself in this lifetime. You may have brought it forth, but your ancestors gave it to you. Otherwise, you'd be perfect. And then also, did the clone bodies of you bring that to you? On the light ship, they don't deal with clone bodies. They deal with the real you. So they actually heal the real you. And that's the way the healings work. So if you went to the light ship and you felt absolutely no relief whatsoever, which would be very unusual. But if that was the case, that's only because you have so much darkness in you that you haven't cleaned it out here so that the healing would actually transform into a healing down here, because the invisible densities that caused your problem have not been cleared yet. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you mentioned parasitic ET energies. Can you tell us an idea, Ron, about maybe what percentage of these parasites, these energetic energies, these ET energies that are released while we're on the Lightship monthly intensive calls?
That's a real hard question to answer because, very hard to say how far along anybody would be with getting these creatures out of them. So the more you get off, the better you feel. A lot of people like to say, gee, if I do this for 3 months, will I be fixed? I don't know. I can't guarantee anything. You know, maybe one more month might help you. Maybe you might need, you know, a year of these clearings. You know, I don't know. It all depends how infected you are. And there's no way to know until you keep doing the clearings and all of a sudden you say, hey, I don't feel this octopus energy in me anymore. Is that going to be a final situation where they're not going to come to you anymore? Maybe the ones that we got rid of are gone. Are the aliens going to give you more? Well, possibly they could, but the ones that got rid of and are gone are no longer going to come back to you or anybody else. So, you know, there's no way to know. You know, it's like going to a doctor and you have your arm broken, and then you get it in a cast, and the doctor takes it off your arm, and you say, oh, boy, doctor, thank you so much. I'm never going to have a broken arm in my whole life again. He'll look at you and say, well, where did you get that information at? You go, well, I got a broken arm once. I won't have it again, will I? You know, there's no way to say naturally that this is not going to happen anymore to you. And that's the way it is here. Your thoughts create your reality in darkness. And so what thoughts are you bringing to you, and what energies of darkness is contaminating your body? You know, and are you hugging a lot of people with the alien life forms in them? Are the people that you hug had clearing to get them out of them? So you could go on, you know, maybe, you know, a couple months of calls, we'll say, to get rid of one creature completely. And then you see Uncle Harry, who's infested with them, because they do normally go through genetics, and you see Uncle Harry, and he comes up to you and gives you a big hug. And before you say, oh, no, don't come to me, he gives you a hug, and he's probably the carrier of all these energies. And now you got him over again. Why? Because you didn't speak up. You didn't say, Uncle Harry, please, I'd rather not shake your hand or hug you because there's things that you don't know about. Remember the old saying, what you might know or don't know will say could hurt you. Well, really, what you don't know could kill you. And so he doesn't know about these things. And that's the problem that people have, is that they're not educated enough in what's going on. So it's up to you, since you are educated, to not allow people to contaminate your particular body. That's why people go into monasteries and don't do anything. They don't talk. They don't bring in emotional energies to them, and they feel wonderful. That's why sometimes you hear about people maybe in India or other places where that, you know, people go off and they're gone for maybe 10, 20 years, and they're just somehow living, and they come out, and they're cleaned out pretty nicely because they didn't take on any more stuff. I don't know how they would work on themselves, but if they did and they got rid of this stuff, whatever it is, if they get rid of it, they get rid of it, then they don't want anybody close to them. They don't want to deal with the contaminations of people. Remember, you live in the mind matrix, you know, collective consciousness, the Akashic records here of everybody, and these all come into your body once you tap into it. Just think of the programs that are being transmitted to people now since we're in an election year. When you hear somebody talk, what are they telling you? They're telling you exactly what you want to hear, you know. And then after they're elected, we'll say, they may even forget about what they talked about. And it's the same person talking to you. And that's true with everybody. So naturally, you know, what draws you to these people is going to be what you're missing in your life. And so they're just finding the keywords. Remember, aliens work with keywords and key numbers, like 1111. So that's how they connect with you. So they're going to tell you the keyword that will attract more people. And that's the way life is here. You get told and talked about, and information comes to you on what you are missing. Once you already have it, you can walk away, Renee. You don't need to know about anything else once you understand it. And still, there could be something that you don't understand, but maybe you blocked it out, and you don't want to go there anyway. But typically, that's the way the mind works. The mind's always looking for something to validate itself. I guess a good person, like, oh, yeah, I finally figured this out. And naturally, that could be true. And maybe that issue that was there is now put at rest. Still going to be inside of you, but it's just put at rest. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for enlightening us. Melissa is asking on the fast chat that since the light beings are always in perfection, do they understand us being stuck in our problems?
No, they do not. Nope. All they do is see you, and you have to request your healing. And on these calls that we have here, just request one healing. But they don't. They see you as something that wants to change a reality. And all you're doing is asking for your reality to be changed because you're disempowered and you can't change it yourself. So they will help you. Not that they're in judgment of you. It's just that they're bringing in more light into your spirit that's wounded down here to help, bring you more into spiritual harmony with yourself. Remember, each time you come back here, you're healed. Then you put on those musty coats. And all these energies that caused your problem may not be quite as strong because you got it out of your body. It may resonate back to these invisible bodies and help to put them back in balance too a little bit. So each time you go up and down, up and down, up and down, you're healed, and then you come down here, healed. These bodies unheal you to a certain percentage, and then you go back up, and they go, oh, you have the same problem, huh? You go, yeah, these invisible bodies are awful. I got contaminated again. Okay, we'll heal you again. Because you're requesting that. Come back down here, you put on these old musty coats again, and the same thing happens. And you go back up there, and they go, oh, you go up, I want to get healed again. But no, they're in the moment. So really, they're not going to understand what happened in the last moment. You're just requesting a healing each time. And that's the way it works. It's very simple once you catch on to it, because they're not going to judge you. If you want to deal with your situation that you actually created, You did create your problems, then they're not going to say, oh, this is a bad problem. What if you have too much money? You're going to say, oh, they're not going to say, I'm going to take all your money away because it's too good for you. That you have to look at the situation of how they look at things. That's why they don't judge you. So for you to judge yourself to get a healing. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that. And Lana on the fast chat is saying that she really appreciates the 8-hour calls, and she's referring to the Sunday intensive physical healings that you hold for 3 consecutive Sundays every month, except this one. The next one will begin April 15th and go for the next 2 Sundays after that. And the cost is $200, which also includes Ascension preparation held Saturday, April 14th. It's physical healing with the light beings, and Ascension preparation is what she's experienced and is appreciating. And she adds that they found the missing parts of us and get rid of alien energies foreign to us. And she says, you don't know what you're missing till you get it back.
That's correct.
So when we go on the light ship tonight, it's just for a little while, and then you also offer the visits to the light ship during the week. So how important are the weekly, trips to the light ship, Ron?
Well,
the weekly conference calls.
Yeah, each week we're doing special sessions now starting Tuesdays. And the Tuesday call is to get rid of people's psychic cordings that are attached to you. Wednesday we do healing along with water activation for a whole week. And then Thursday we do the decloning energies where you get rid of the clones of you. Remember, you have a different clone in you probably every 10 minutes. And so we start getting rid of those that will cause your physical problem. And not that they could cause them, that's why you have it. Along with that, could be really good to do timeline crashing on it. And then Fridays, we get rid of the entities. So the calls are all pretty similar. The bottom line is the common denominator is taking away stuff that is stuck on you by aliens using mind energy, using thought. And so entities are from thoughts. And there's emotional bodies need to connect to you to connect with your thought energies. And your body to take energy. The clones are what the aliens brought to you, and each clone is suffering. They find a way to make you suffer, so a clone actually suffers with an illness. That's their job. And then we do the other call, which would be a cording, which is also psychic energies, mind energy, that connects you to the darkness and connects you to other people. And then that's how you can also get the alien critters coming into you. So, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, just that you have to realize that this place is, you know, not the greatest place to live in. So anyway, this is a planet of darkness. Now, it used to be light. And naturally, everybody pray outside of themselves. They meditate. You know, they do all different types of things to, you know, denounce their spirit, that your spirit is the source of who you are. And so you're always looking outside of yourself to find an answer. And the answers that you get will bring you into a wild goose chase to get more darkness put on you. And that's the way life is here. So let's go to the light ship. So you can
and
bring
Ron,
up.
On the fast chat, we've already have a few requests for specific
okay.
rooms.
Okay.
One is the spirit rooms, and also request for polar bears and pink dolphins that
okay.
I see right now.
Okay, so maybe you can, I'll request again if something pops up there. So
sure.
Let's go to the light ship. It's only worth live right now during this program. And if you're on an archive, then just bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Just scroll down on the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. It's a big light beam there. And bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, yard, and plants. It's going up. I'll count to five. You might feel the energy around you completely shift because you're going to be completely out of time. So good way to look at that. Being out of time means there's no more time left. One way, right? And the other way is there's no such thing as time. So here we go. In life, there's no such thing as time. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. Like I said previously, we go into rooms that have life forms that we're accustomed to, and the light beings will take a blueprint of those particular forms, and they're going to reincarnate with that form automatically into the next incarnation. So we'll go into the pink dolphin room here. And again, request one healing throughout this whole call tonight for about 15 minutes here. So here we go. The dolphins are in front of you. You can put your hands out and actually touch them. You can ride on them if you wish. And do request your healing. Each particular set of light beams that take on a physical form will be able to use their own particular modality of healing to help you. So here we go. You might feel the sounds coming off the dolphin as they're talking to you to do healing. But you have to tell them what your problem is. So next room was, I think, I'll ask Kathy. What was it again,
spirit
Kathy?
Room. It was spirit.
Okay, so we're going to go into the room that you were created in. And they've already materialized your spirit. But we'll go into that room anyway to actually feel it. And here we go. This will be you in totality. The true you. So it'll be just a copy of you on the light ship from the blueprint. So here we go. In that room, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty nice. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So you may feel your body kind of melting now a little bit, relaxing more, because you're now able to sense more of that energy. We'll go into a kangaroo room. So here we go. And again, you want to request healing from the kangaroos. And normally there's three of these all the time when we go into a room. There's three doctors. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And what other room, Kathy? Anything else?
It was a polar bear.
Polar bears. Okay, here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into where they have the crystal energy. And we'll go into where they have, let's see here. Looks pretty dark to me what the energy is. Maybe it's like black tourmaline or something. That's kind of how it's looking to me. So here we go. Going into this room, request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. negativity out of you. And I believe they use it on the stealth aircraft. They grind it up. You may have to do some checking on that, but I believe somebody mentioned that a long time ago, and it makes the wings stealth. And let's go into another room. We'll go into the room where they have ducks. And they're kind of quacking away here. And there's more than three of them, so you may feel a little pause of their feet. I guess their feet, not paws, but their feet will be walking on you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room. And we'll go into the room where the swans are. And the swans normally always do our water activations that we have on the calls when we do skin misting water. But here comes the swans for you. So you may want to get on those calls to experience the skin misting water. It's quite nice. They're only $20 for the calls that we have on the weekdays. So here we go. Swans coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Any other requests on the fast chat, Kathy?
It looks like centrifuge from Janice, please.
Okay. This room helps to get rid of negative energies from you. This is a little stronger, I don't want to say stronger, but it focuses on your cellular memory and goes pretty deep. So here we go. This is a centrifuge room. So one, the room is spinning, so you might feel yourself kind of like spinning around, but the walls are actually spinning for you. And it will resonate to the thoughts that you have, and each time you have a thought of your particular problem, it will suck it out of you, so to speak, and go to the wall. So you may actually see little clouds of energy leave your body. So here we go. The room is spinning. And so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Kathy, anything left?
I don't see any more. Crystal room? I think you did that. No, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'll go into the clear quartz room. That's very, very powerful. So here we go. One, two, it's like a crystal geode, which is all quartz all around you. Thousands of crystals. Each one is a conscious being, conscious light being. So you can get a lot of healing in there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the large flowers. Right now I'm seeing pink roses. So here comes these energies. Maybe a different color for you. Maybe even a different flower, but I'm seeing the pink roses right now. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship. And we're thanking all the doctor teams for working with us. Remember, you're free choice also in many of the other rooms that we didn't talk about that you're in. You're a free choice to select your doctor team and when to tell them to stop doing the healing on you, too. So everything is a free choice on your part. So here we go. Coming back down, your animals and pets are coming with you, and your plants and garden, et cetera, coming back down. And notice how the room will change once you come here. Normally, it'll start to change. I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I hit probably 3, you're going to notice a tremendous shift of energy. Most people feel that to 4 to 3. So here we go. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, and now you're here. So you were in source energy for the short amount of time, and now you're back here. And where we are now is another energy that was created by the source, but they got contaminated because the aliens came in here and brought people that live here mind energy. Remember, there's no people here. They probably would not want to come here. Then we'd have everything in harmony, and you'd see all the trees around and the rainforest, everything else. It'd be quite beautiful here. But because of the people coming here and the mind energy, that's why we have the conditions what we have here on this planet. People chose and still choose darkness. They don't want to go to their heart to be peaceful. and then they're always looking for peace outside of themselves, and they, you know, will get angry with other people because they're not becoming peaceful. And then from there, the anger can turn into wars. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that, Ron. It's so wonderful to feel the divine, pure love energy from the light beings. And people in the chat room are also reflecting that feeling and thanking you for taking us there. Some are asking, what are the pink healing balls? And can you answer that, Ron?
Yeah, there's all different rooms, so I'll bring that into everybody. So once you hold your maybe one of your palms up facing upwards, you know, normally just, you know, have it even maybe with your chin or something, you know, might be on a chair or table. But you want to use both hands, if you like. That's available to you, and we'll put the pink balls in the palm of your hand. And these balls that I see right now will come in. They're probably about 1.5 inches in diameter. So kind of if you made your thumb and your index finger a circle, they'll be about that size, maybe a little bit larger. So here they come. These are the pink healing balls. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Should be with everybody. So I'll increase the energy. For those who can almost feel it, I might be able to get it a little better for you. So stronger. You've noticed I have to do this in order to increase more energy. The light beings only give you so much energy to everyone. And on the light ship, you know, you have everything there. But down here, you may not be sensitive enough to detect it. So I have to increase it in order for you to perceive it better. Because they're not going to come in with, a whole bunch of energy that could probably freak you out. They just, you know, they're very, very gentle. They don't want you to be afraid of the light. So here comes these pink ball energies in the palm of your hand. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So, hope you're all feeling the energy in the palm of your hands there. Feel your hands maybe tingling a little bit. That's a possibility. I feel them buzzing. And feels good to me. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, me too. I feel my right hand buzzing with this. I guess it's the pink healing ball. It really feels wonderful. A lot of people are thanking you and saying that they could smell the flowers. When you brought that energy in, and they smelled really good, and they liked the heart and peace energy, and kangaroos were really cute, and Lisa said the spirit room is so empowering and sacred to her, and so it looked like a very good experience for everyone, all in all, especially those who can actually see it. It's really wonderful to read your comments, so thank you for putting those there for those of us who can't see it, but yet we still feel the energy of what we're going through there at the lightship. So if you would like to go to the lightship more often, Ron did mention there is a Wednesday evening conference call, and not only do you get to go to the lightship, but you get your water charge for the week, right, Ron? And it's delicious, light-coated water.
Yeah, the water is, yep, yeah, you have normally you get like a gallon of water. That's what I think most people purchase. I would say at least a half a gallon, but typically a gallon container might be the easier way to go about it. And we charge each one separately. And each one then you drink in sequential order for the next day. So it starts off with Thursday water, then Friday water, Saturday water. And each water will build upon itself. So whatever changes you had from one day to the next water will carry over and continue healing you. Some people, when they do this, they drink, you know, maybe the whole gallon of water, and if that's the case, you can still start on your next day water after you use it. If you're going the same day, you can go to the next one if that's, you know, a possibility. And if you don't drink all your water, then you can put the water in your foot bath and create a foot bath and put the water in there. It's quite nice. Or maybe even in your bathtub, you could put it in there, too, and add more water to it if you like. But that's a very nice call to get the water. A lot of people like going on that call because maybe they don't have enough time to do the other calls, and then they have the Lightship water with them and healing for the whole week just from one call. So that's the advantage of that one. So I guess back to you, Karen.
And I found that the water really holds, too, throughout the week. It still tastes really great even after the seventh day. And Cindy Lynn and Jessica, Donna, Liz are all saying that they feel the pink healing balls and their palms are vibrating. And Eric saying, yes, that is just awesome. So that was very wonderful. Thank you so much. And maybe I should give out the phone number, Ron, so in case there's anyone who wants to call. We're on station 2, and that number is 888-429-5471. That's the toll-free number, but there's others under station 2 if you are calling from out of the country. And, Ron, we had a question at the very beginning from Newbie. May I give that to you now?
Yes, go ahead.
It's changing. Okay, really changing the subject here from the Lightship, but Newbie's asking, are we all created from alien races?
Yes, the initial alien race that created you was from pure light, and somehow the darkness got them to get persuaded to come into darkness, and then from there they created you. Remember, you're creating things here also. You know, whatever you do in your daily job, you're doing your creation. Although you're probably not creating living things like yourself or animals or anything, but you are creating. So the source energy's main theme is creation of light. So light creates light. So the alien races that more than likely created you, unless you came in, which would probably be impossible, but if we're talking about a different time, you could have been here as an alien race in pure in peace energy, okay, without having duality attached to you. And maybe you came here a long time ago and you visited the Earth. Then you thought, I'll go back there again. You know, remember, you don't have a memory of each time that you're here, and so maybe you decided to return here without knowing that you've been here before, because you won't have a remembrance of the peace. And then you came this time. And you wondered how come you got stuck here. You know, why is it slightly different than your last incarnation, which would be in the light? And this is how people kind of get stuck here. So the alien races do create us. They took away from us the light codes in our body. That's why I brought down here from the light ship the light infusion chamber. So the light infusion chamber is also on the light ship. A little different than what we have here, we'll say, but it is on the light ship to infuse you with light, and that's what it's for. And so here, I brought that forward, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and we do those at the expos, and the people who go in there for the first time, you don't have the particular light codes that you initially had in your physical body when you were an alien that was all of light. So the aliens actually took you and manipulated your body, which you could say manipulated your DNA, and created you with less light than them. And that's why they can possibly do more than we can do here. But that may not be 100% correct, but you are losing that light, because that's why our bodies start to decay and die, because you don't have all the light in them. And then they gave us judgment. They gave us the mind energy, the thought energy. And so they're still involved with thought energy, because as above, so below. If they were not involved with duality and they would have created you, then you wouldn't be created with duality in mind. So all they are is copying them, probably making you less empowered, put an implant in you so they can control your particular original genetic race. And everybody here is typically all different races anyway, except for maybe a few of the cultures that have, you know, a consistent bloodline of say, interbreeding within that bloodline. But other than that, we're kind of all like a Heinz 57. And we have all these different contaminations of different alien races in us. And each one of these races that are in us now, because we are, you know, different cultures, different races of aliens, each one has their own implants in us. This is why we have such a problem here. So if it's not one alien race controlling you, it would be somebody else. And, you know, how much interbreeding have you had, you know, in your genetics with how many other cultures? So each culture will say, I guess not culture, but each race of people would be in you. So it gets to be very interesting to see how you're being controlled in their particular DNA structure that they gave you, because there's probably, you know, implants in that. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for clarifying that, Ron. Liz had a question on a similar note. When did our planet change from dark to light?
When did this planet? I have no clue. I don't know. All I know is that the Earth spirit's been here for about 1.4 million years, so it always, every 2,000 years, recreate a brand new Earth from a blueprint that it had probably previously. And if it wanted to copy the same blueprint, it would do that. And so each 2,000-year cycle, the Earth spirit could bring whatever life form it wanted here to go on this planet. And so from there, whatever is here is recreated. So we're going into another creative energy. Although as of this moment, since the Earth spirit is no longer attached to this planet, it took off to do work on itself to find its bits and pieces that was stolen by the aliens. And so it's doing its ascension preparation, much like you should be doing. And so what's in its place here is what I call space holders of light. And they're here holding space to keep the planet still in light. But they can't do anything. They can't defend the planet or anything else. Only the Earth spirit is in the defense of what's happening here. So that's the reason why the militaries are now fighting the aliens on a timeline or many, many timelines that are just not associated with our timeline. So they're outside of our time, and if they were to come into our timeline here, then they would destroy the planet and or take it over, which would actually destroy it. So that's kind of what is going on here. So these alternate timelines of our planet, which is what they created, and also coming here, outside of that timeline of this one is where they're doing the battles on. So they could have even fabricated, like we see in the movie Battle LA, that could actually be another timeline. That's what we're actually fighting on. But I think most of the stuff that's going on is typically probably in space, but they do come into an alternate timeline that could have this exact Earth on it. So it gets to be a little complicated. But this one here is sacred. If they break into this timeline, then all of a sudden all life that would be known to the time-traveling soldiers and anybody else that was using this as the grounding point, the main GPS location, everything would be lost. Back to you, Kathy.
Sure. Oh, gosh. You wanted us to remind you to mention maybe when the next military enlistment call would be. Do you have any more info on that?
Yeah, we could do one tonight for people. So what
Great.
We'll do is bring in United States of America time-traveling founding fathers. So these are the ones that are in control of the alien fightings and all the timelines. And they're in control or in charge of all the other nations fighting the aliens. So that's a mouthful. So here we go. And I'll bring the soldiers, the American soldiers, into your room. If you wish to go into another particular country or race of people, Maybe you're here in the United States, but you are here maybe for the last 10 years, and maybe you speak German, and you're from Germany, and you'd like to enlist with them. That's perfectly fine, but you first need to connect with the Americans here. So here we go. And so whatever culture you wish to go into, whatever race, if you want to do something else, you can. And you can also go into more than one of them. But first, just do the first one here. So here we go. And I'll count to 10 to bring in the soldiers. You're going to feel the energy in your room. And they're going to come into you from their timeline. You're not going to physically see them, but you will feel them. I think everybody feels them. And for some people, they feel a little heavy, a little dense, because they're fully armed to fight the aliens. That's the reason why. So here we go. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, all you have to do is just say that you want to enlist, and it's that simple. You go through a training and orientation on how to fight the aliens. You'll be transported out of time. You'll be bilocating all the time to other timelines that the soldiers choose to fight on, or told to fight on. So that's the way it works. Remember, they're still in duality, but they're working with the light, and the light is there as a backup to help them if they need that. So it's a little more interesting once you get involved, and you will feel like your life is fulfilled more. And I will be doing an enlistment program in New York. I asked for a separate room, probably about 8 o'clock on Saturday. We'll see if that comes about, which will be in the addendum for the expo. And it'll just be an extra room because all the lectures and stuff, I think, stop at 8 o'clock, so I'll get a room after that. So if you're in the area and you want to enlist, just come back there and check out the addendum. I'll know more as I, go back there. But so far, that's the way it's planned. So back to you, Kathy. And also, you have probably about a week training period here, and then you'll be fighting on those timelines. You probably won't have much of a recall of what's happening, but you will feel maybe some gratitude. So back to you.
A lot of people are still feeling that wonderful energy from the light ship and the pink balls. And a quick question from Liz. She's wanting to know if the late Mother Teresa was from the light ship.
No, she was not.
Okay. And Larry had a question. I was wondering about if when you do the clone clearing, do the light beings come to help you clear out the clones?
Yes, that is correct. I don't know how much they're helping, but they are helping. Most of the healings that I do here is done with my own spirit. So I would say probably 90% of what I do is with my own spirit working as light to help you. At times I do need the backup of the light ship sometimes, but normally it's all of me that's doing that. So I came here like on a just a mission of desperation for the planet here. And the light ship already saw this place as they looked at it, and nobody wanted to come here because this place was too contaminated. So they probably saw what was going on at the time of Jesus and decided this place is kind of written off. So anyway, I came back. So, that's why I'm slowly getting my complete energy back from other healers that were here on this planet, too, that kind of stole my energy from this lifetime, too. The darkness took some of that away from me. In fact, quite a bit of it. So anyway, I won't get into that, but almost all that I do here is myself, working with my spirit, which is bilocating, clearing off you with my spirit. And if I need backup, then the light ship will do that. When I go on the calls here, then the lightship will work with you on these here. So back to you, Kathy.
And we're so glad you're here, Ron. And Ronald from the Fast Chat signed up for the military and says thank you for bringing them in so he could sign up. And Euro says he remembers recently being with you and the soldier somewhere in the Mideast.
Oh, great, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and Janice reminds us that there's going to be a time change where we move our clocks up ahead in the United States, and she was wondering if we could timeline crash the time change.
Oh, that'd be good. Okay, here we go. So I'll just describe the timeline crashing here, which is what she's talking about here. We have a little bit of time left here. I checked the clock. So when you do a timeline crash, what you're doing is you're crashing a time that they're giving you problems on, okay? So in a sense, if you have pain in your body, then you probably have this big book, we'll say, and this book is still full of different locations on your body where pain is. So naturally, you just discovered pain, maybe in your ankle. Maybe you stepped on a rock and twisted your ankle or something. But that's still in this big book, so you're clearing out the timelines that you're abducted on, which could be 1,000 of them, we'll say, hypothetically, where you have a possibility of being abducted to those timelines. So once you break your or injure yourself, all of a sudden, all these timelines appear for you, and you're on those same timelines doing the exact same thing, experiencing that almost always with alien races around you taking your energy. So you're living 1,000 lifetimes of the same script. And so what we're going to do now is, because the time is changing, they're changing you into another alternate timeline. So they're forcing you to change your time. So this is quite interesting because it only happens twice a year. So what if you were not changed on that timeline? What if you wanted to stay on the one that you're on? What would happen? I would think that the aliens would be very confused because they're all waiting for you to change. And I think Arizona doesn't change, but aside from that, what would happen if you did not change the timeline? So that's the question. So what we're going to do is, if you guys want to play this experiment here, since today, or, you know, it's changing tonight, or, you know, when you wake up tomorrow morning, it'll be changed. Let's just try something, and let's take away the new timeline that they're going to abduct you onto, and we'll keep you in this one. And it might just be completely nothing here. You're going to see things naturally, but the control energy may not be on this timeline that you're on right now. Are people following me? I think you probably are. So let's do that, and we'll hold it for tomorrow. So you're going to be here, and you might even be in complete peace, because they're all scrambling and waiting for you to hop into another timeline. Okay? So we're going to keep this timeline, and tomorrow at midnight it'll shift over for you. I can't hold it much longer than that. So here we go. So I have to hold you all who's listening into this timeline here. So what I'm thinking will happen when the time clocks change at that exact moment, everybody else will be shifted into a different timeline. You're going to be able to see this one here. So kind of take note of it. It'll be a good experiment for you to understand. So here we go. We're going to just shift the time and hold you on this timeline. So here we go. One, which means you won't be abducted into a different timeline. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So this means to you is that when you wake up tomorrow, or unless you wanted to stay up and watch the time change. But when you wake up, you're going to still see out of your eyes, but it'll be this timeline. You're still going to see people on it, but the aliens more than likely will not be able to connect to you because they're all on another timeline, abducting people. So naturally, why would they come back to this one if you know, everybody's changing? You may actually see people walking around here, which is what they're doing, and you're like seeing a preview going on where there's no alien intervention here, connecting people and abducting them. So take notes. Write down on a piece of paper how you feel tomorrow. And I bet you it'll be completely different. You're going to probably feel, you know, peace energy here. And it might be the peace energy where there's actually no aliens involved here, and it might maybe like it's the way it's supposed to be. So I'll bring in more energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what they're doing tomorrow, then, or tonight, is they're changing and bringing people. You're actually going to be time traveling, everybody, the ones that go into the new timeline. So you're actually going into, say, a Stargate, we'll say, and changing into a different timeline. So you're going to be holding this space here for where you are. Back to you, Kathy.
That's great, holding the space. And it would be kind of interesting to see on Monday's show, if anyone's listening tonight and is listening on Monday, if they could let us know how they experienced this energy.
Yeah, it's quite something. We never have done this before. So you should you should be completely out of time. The time should not exist on that timeline because there shouldn't be any aliens controlling the time. So just see how your day goes.
Yeah, well, already people are commenting that Jane says, this is going to be interesting, and T said, as soon as you said shift, her chat room went blank. And Janice said that there was no sound when you started that clearing for the energy. She just lost her sound. Did you get it back, Janice?
Very interesting.
And Cindy said the phone does not have audio now. And Liz is saying it's such a good idea to keep us on this timeline. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it'll be a good way to look at. Yeah, you're going to probably get more peace. Yeah, go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. Craig said, I notice a shift in my reality already. Why?
Probably because they're starting the abduction procedures, okay? So they probably are waiting in line, you know, kind of jokingly, you know, they all got their nice fork out with their plate in front of them, and they're all ready. You know, what's coming for dinner? You know, they're waiting. So you won't be on your plate tomorrow. Kind of like a Munster, you know, scene, you know, waiting to get your food. So you might feel completely changed tomorrow. You might be the real you without clones coming into you. Who knows? Secret hands are moist tomorrow. The palm of your hands. Normally that's a good indication when you don't have clones in you. When I do the calls, people normally will feel more moisture in their skin, and they'll be able to see things in like three dimensions. When you look at something, instead of having it look flat, it'll look like it's three-dimensional. So that's where you can tell, you know, when you can see clones. Because those look like they're like a one-dimensional, like painting or something, you know. So, this will be a great experiment for everybody. Back to you, Kathy. How's our time doing?
Well, we've only got a few minutes. We're at 7:57.
Well, we should probably get off then. Okay, yeah, we should be up about 5 minutes till. So, everybody, it's been a very nice show. See how tomorrow is. We'll hold the space until midnight tomorrow night. So, blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody. See you later.